Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer speaking again here this morning. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ here this morning. Yesterday we, for the devotional, I was looking at Isaiah 61, the first three verses. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now this was said, I believe, to the Jews years back, a long time ago, but then in Luke 4, Jesus also said this about himself. I believe that it is his will and his wish that we would be saying these verses today and believing these verses and believing them to our lives. And I found it interesting. I found that for these verses, there's some points that I would like to share here this morning and I hope it can be a blessing to all that hears. And I'm sure there's many more points here than what I'll be pointing out this week, but just a few pointers or a few points that I'd like to talk about. The first one is, we cannot give without receiving. These verses, if this is something that is to flow out of our lives, if this kind of ray of hope is to be about us as we go through life, then we must also receive. If we notice here the first couple lines here, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That means that the Spirit of God must be upon us if we want something to give to those around us. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. So it is because of the Lord. It's not because of us, but it is because of the Lord. A few verses here that I'd like to share in the scriptures. Some very good verses here to ponder in walking this out, these three verses. Just some verses that I'd like to share here. In Psalms 22:26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Psalms 25:9, the meek he will guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Psalms 69:32, the humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. Psalms 149:4, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Matthew 5:3-5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 11:5 is basically speaking about the same thing as Luke 7:22. This was the answer that Jesus gave to John's disciple that came wondering if he is the one. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. Good and in good verses to ponder there. I hope this can all bless you here this morning, as it has me already. I wish you all a great day in the Lord.